The following program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. Michael Bonaccorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives and investment advisory representatives of Securian Financial Services, offering securities and investment advisory services from Securian Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC. 14 Walsh Drive, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07050, 973-299-9222. Wealth Management, LLC is separate from Securian Financial Services Incorporated and is not a broker-dealer. The views and opinions expressed on your financial future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in the commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision.
Welcome to the show.
In 3, 2, 1.
Let's make today the day you take charge of your financial life.
Welcome to Your Financial Future. Your Financial Future is your weekly go-to financial talk show dedicated to helping you take charge of your financial life by discussing and educating you on sound strategies and techniques, as well as practical money ideas. Get ready to be educated and motivated. Now, here are your Financial Future hosts, Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Your Financial Future. My name is Doug Chapman, and my partner is Mike Bonaccorso. What's happening, Michael?
Not much, Doug. How are you? How's everything?
Everything's great, man. It feels like we haven't sat down and done the show together in a while. I mean, we played a couple recordings because I had a little vacation, you had a little vacation, and here we are back in the swing of things, man.
Back live, ready to do it.
It's hard to believe. Halfway, you know, we're into the mid-April time frame here, and this week is the wonderful tax day for everybody coming up, so congratulations to everybody on making it to another tax day, if you will. And things will be different tax-wise next year, you know, because don't forget, folks, you know, we've got a new tax package out there, which is probably going to impact just about everybody listening to the show here. And while we are not accountants, we urge you to pay attention to that stuff and, you know, make sure that any changes that, you know, you should make or consider making, that you do the research and see if it's the right thing to do.
Yeah, absolutely right, Doug. You know, I guess so we're officially put 2017 to bed, right?
Mm-hmm.
And now we are working on the new tax laws of 2018. And again, Doug, it'll be interesting to see what happens for everybody. But in the meantime, we are 3.5 months into this new year.
Right.
Is it still a new year at 3.5 months? I don't know. I don't know if that's a fair statement, but.
Nope.
And, you know, first quarter's in the books and we're waiting for earnings reports, right, as far as the stock market goes.
Absolutely. And, you know, Mike, we've got the markets are. They're just kind of like bouncing around here. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we're definitely off of our all-time high. There's no doubt about it. But we came down to, you know, we're in the 24,000. We're bumping around in the 24.5, 25.5. In that range, we keep, you know, bouncing around as far as the Dow is concerned. And, you know, so it's really, quite frankly, been an uneventful, I'm going to say, 30 days or so in the market here.
Listen, I disagree with you when you say uneventful, because I think the volatility has been extremely, extremely high. And you know, I'm talking about three digit up and downs. Now, net, as I always like to say, if I went to sleep and you woke me back up a month later.
Yeah, first thing out of your mouth would be net.
Net, not really much took place, right?
Right.
But the volatility has just been, I mean, you know, you look one day up 300, down 300, 200, you know, whatever, you kind of get the feel of it. So to me, it's kind of interesting, but I think it's just the market trying to settle itself. I don't think it really knows what it just seems like a weird time right now, although nothing much going on.
Listen, on any given day, right, any little piece of news these days just seems to move the market, like you said, triple digits in either direction.
Yeah.
Right, you got a negative piece of news about a trade war with China, and you know your triple digits negative. You get a positive piece of news that the leader of China said he's going to redo the tariffs, reduce the tariffs. We get triple digits in the. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
I mean,
I think you're right.
Hold on, just a second. Yeah. It's really being driven a lot by news headlines right now, as opposed to true investment and financial underlying or data.
Yeah, great point. And I agree with you. I think that you're right. What's causing the volatility and it's causing these triple-digit moves is political news. It's all political driven, whether it's with other countries, whether it's here domestically, what's going on, everything. And it's why I think it's going to be refreshing here to get back to what really matters, and that's the earnings. And you know, next week, by the time we do the show, we'll have a pretty good look at a lot of companies coming out. I know at the end of this week, it was you know, the prior week, it was just they were just starting to come out with it. So we'll see what earnings say. We'll see what the economic forecasts are, how these companies are feeling going forward. We'll hear maybe they're going to speak about what does the tax effects mean to these companies, right? Mm-hmm. Because now, again, we put 2017 to bed. So everybody's kind of in the soup, if you will, here for 2018. And it's going to be interesting. So I think it'll be refreshing to get some true economic news and not political news, because that's what's causing all the volatility.
Yeah, and you know, it's going to be interesting to see what happens with the earnings when they come out here, Mike. My gut tells me that they're going to be good, but who knows? You know, we'll see. That's just what my intuition tells me, that you know that they're going to be good. But it certainly is very important, I think, right around now. Well, it always is important. I shouldn't say right around now, but it certainly is important to pay attention to and to listen to what companies have to say about their earnings reports and about what's happening in the business cycle and all of that stuff for them, because for us, for you and I, right? Because we need to make sure that we give, you know, the best guidance that we can give to our clients, and knowing what companies are saying is very, very important to us.
Sure, sure. And again, Doug, even the numbers they're reporting is for the first quarter. It's already behind us, right? But we want to know what's going on, what's going forward, what's the tax effects, what's business growing, what's the interest rate effects, all these things that add up to this big, wonderful economy that we have. You know, what are tariffs going to mean, right?
Yep.
You know, that's you get a lot of volatility there about trade tariffs and negotiations, you know. So how does that affect the company? So those are the things that I think people are going to, you know, not so much the people listening right now, right? But I think the Wall Street people, if you will, the alleged experts, will be tracking and looking at, and we'll hear what they have to say.
You know, Mike, you mentioned in when you were just speaking there, interest rates, and you know, interest rates are still low. You know, historically speaking, they're still. I mean, I know it got some press and some publicity that interest rates, you know, went up a little bit, but they're still historically low. You know, it's people need to focus on their debt and their debt service if they're, you know, if they're paying interest to somebody, and making sure that they've done everything to reduce their interest requirements or liabilities as best they can.
Sure. And, you know, Doug, you know, it's amazing. You'll hear rates went up, mortgage rates went up, and mortgages are still in the 4-point-something range, which,
right,
on a historical basis, ridiculous, you know, and you know, but it's the climate that we live in. And the other thing, too, Doug, about interest rates, and I know you and I have touched about this many times on the show, is how long now these interest rates have been low.
Oh.
It's not like it's just happened a year ago. Oh, it's great. I mean, this has been happening now for
a decade.
Yeah.
For all intent and purposes, a decade.
We talk about historical, right, being higher, but maybe this is the normal forever. You know?
Well, listen, you know, it's not possible. It just took place for 10 years. What am I talking about?
That's what I'm trying to say, Doug, is I'm laughing about it, you know, saying, oh, this now compared to historical. And when it was 2-3 years of it, it was like, okay, yeah, we're talking about this is a weird period of time historically. But when you're 10 years plus, who knows? Maybe this is the new historical.
Yeah, and you know, Mike, it's really given people who have taken advantage of it. But I am still amazed at the amount of people that have old, you know, mortgages that got around.
That's
to
a
it.
Great point, Doug. You know, saying that it may be too late now because it's been maybe 10, 11 years. Right?
Well, right, and the thing that you need to remember about most mortgages is that the interest payments are front end loaded on mortgages. So you know, it could mean to you could be sitting with a 5%. Or even a 6% mortgage that only has a few years left on it, that the actual percentage of that that's going to interest is so minimal that a refinance isn't going to do anything for you anyway.
Correct.
You know, that's why I say you have to, you know, take your time and take a look at it and see, you know, what makes sense, if it does or it doesn't. But, you know, folks, if you listen to the show, you know, one of the things that we harp on you about is just exploring these things. You've got to take a look and see if there's an opportunity out there for you. I was, you know, and that kind of stuff. And, you know, he was telling me that he refinanced about a year ago now, and he refinanced to a much shorter term. He did increase his payment by about $150, but he took his term down from like 20 years to 10. If you know, I don't remember the exact swap line, but, you know, and now he's a year into that 10. So now he's only got 9 left as opposed to 19. So, you know, it's the opportunity could still be there for people.
You know, Doug, and really, you know, you brought up interest rates and everything we're talking about. But really what it comes down to is, like, when we're talking about, you know, your financial future, if you will, bank monies or doing different things. And to me, Doug, even having an adequate will and with proper planning and all the right things, those are all good solids, you know, for your financial future.
And necessary.
Yes.
Right. Really, really, you know, very, very necessary steps to it. And, you know, when it comes to money, you just, if you can take a pragmatic approach to it and just think about it and, you know, and pay attention to, like I'll give you another example of mortgage, Mike, and I just keep bringing this up, is that there's some people who did go to refinance their mortgage, and guess what? They're ball game that you're playing in.
That's a great point, Doug, because back when the whole, you know, crisis hit back 2007, 2008, and interest rates plunged and all that, there were people that were affected for credit scores and credit ratings, right?
Totally.
It's a very difficult time in this country.
A lot of people lost their jobs, right, and their credit reports got dinged.
But there's so many people that have rebounded, have done the right thing, and got back on track, and here we are, good now, you know, to go do something.
Yeah, you know, because time goes by, and you don't realize how fast it goes by. And it may feel like you tried to refinance your mortgage. You may say to yourself, I don't know, I guess it was 3 years ago. But reality is, it might have been 5 years ago, right? Because if you sat down and actually said, oh, when was it? You don't know. But so what we want you to do is just make sure you're paying attention to what's going on, keeping your eyes open for opportunities. And, you know, and if you need to sit down, you know, with us and let us help you with this, we're always available for complimentary consultations with no obligations. So don't ever, you know, hesitate to pick the phone up and give, you know, a call at any time that you'd like to. You know, you're going to hear the telephone number as we go through the, you know, the show here. But help is available to people out there, Mike, and I think it's important for them to understand that.
Sure, it sure is.
You know, there's lots of different avenues and lots of different places you can go to, and we are one of those avenues and one of those places that you can go to. And even if it's just if you listen on a weekly basis and pick up some pearls of wisdom or some ideas or something like that just from the show, that's cool too, you know, if you feel as though that, you know, getting personalized help isn't for you. At least, you know, listening to the show, we really try hard to give you educational ideas and things to think about.
That's what, you know, Doug, that's what we're here for, is really to bring the education, get you to think, improve your situation, and that's what it takes.
Yeah. All right, we're going to hop to our first break. We will be right back, folks.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average is a widely followed measurement of the stock market. The average is comprised of 30 stocks representing leading companies in major industries. These stocks, widely held by both individual and institution investors, are considered to be blue chip companies. Please note, any investor cannot directly invest in any index.
This material represents an assessment of the market environment at a specific point in time and is not intended to be a forecast of future events or a guarantee of future results. This information should not be relied upon by as research or investment advice, nor should it be construed as a recommendation to purchase or sell a security. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. The Standard & Poor's 500, S&P 500, is an unmanaged group of securities considered to be representative of the stock market in general.
This program is brought to you by Wealth Management Group, LLC. By sponsoring this program, Wealth Management Group is continuing its commitment to educating the public on financial and money matters. Since the mid-1990s, Wealth Management Group has provided guidance to people from all walks of life related to money decisions. During this time frame, their commitment to not only designing financial and money strategies for people, but teaching along the way has been unwavered. When asked about the motivation behind Wealth Management Group, senior partner Doug Chapman says,
"People need someone they can rely on, not only to provide objective recommendations, but to explain the recommendations to them in easy-to-understand ways so that our clients feel comfortable and confident. I don't like it when I feel like someone doesn't care enough to explain something that I don't understand to me. So we want to make sure that we don't do that to our clients with something as important as their money."
Wealth Management Group has modern technology, and when they combine that with old-fashioned client service, clients win. Co-partner Mike Bonacorso says,
"People love when they call our office and the phone is actually answered by a person who many times recognizes the client's voice rather than asking who's calling. We make sure we treat clients by names and not by account or social security numbers. We've done this from the start, and this will never change."
If you are looking for a company to work with who cares about their clients, look no further. Wealth Management Group can be the place for you. Wealth Management Group has experience to help in most money matters. Don't you think it is time for you to schedule a meeting with Wealth Management Group? Call now to 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. Time doesn't wait for anyone, and your money is important. Call now, 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722.
All right, folks, welcome back to the show. We're glad that you're spending some of your weekend here with us. And, you know, we always want to come out here and talk to you about stuff to try to educate you and motivate you and make sure that you learn about the financial world and then do something with the information that we give you, because action really is the bottom line at the end of the day. If you don't do any don't do anything with the information we gave you, then it's kind of useless. Mike, you know what I want to take some time and talk to the folks about here? Is what we've been talking about in the office recently, because, you know, we've had, you know, we deal with this on a regular basis, is let's give the people here a list of five things that they should do when they inherit some assets. Because for most people out there, we find this to be overwhelming, you know, for a lot of people all of a sudden now, you know, they somebody passed away, they left us some stuff, and, you know, they don't know what to do with it, and they don't know how to handle the situation.
Yeah, it's true, Doug. You know, it is overwhelming, you know, and I do realize it's inheritance, but I hate to say it like this, but in a lot of ways, it's very reminiscent to when people win the lottery, large sums of money, and you hear all these stories, horror stories of what went wrong and how they squandered it and different problems that arise with actually having money. You know, it's just that is, I mean, you know, everybody wants money, but there are some problems, I guess, that do come with that.
Yeah, you know, Mike, that's a very good point, because for a lot of people out there, they went from having nothing or, you know, a little something to now having something significant. And how to handle that is overwhelming. And for a lot of people, we see that this paralyzes a lot of people, right? They'll get some stuff. They don't know what to do. So what happens when people don't know what to do? What do they do?
Well, you know, it's the old theory of, like, you know, thinking long, you're thinking wrong sometimes, and you make a bad you start making some bad decisions because you over just a lot's racing through your head, and I need to do something, and then you end up doing the wrong thing at the end of the day, and that's really what really triggers the problems.
Yeah. So let's take some time here. We put together a list of five things that we think that are important for you to think about should you inherit some assets. So, Mike, let's take a couple minutes to go through each one of these things, and we'll talk about them. So number one on the list here, and I think this is really important, is the first thing we want you to do is relax and take a deep breath.
Yeah, Doug, that's perfect to what I was just talking about. Relax, take a deep breath. You know, you don't need to hurry up and make a decision. And then if you can't make a decision, you make the wrong decision because you just stop. Relax, take a deep breath, take it all in, and kind of, I would say, Doug, formulate in your mind kind of a game plan of, well, what do I really want to do? You know what I'm saying? And kind of catch your breath and collect yourself before you run off and do something wrong.
So, you know, it's not uncommon for us to get a phone call in the office and say, hey, you know, Doug or Mike, you know, last week or the week before, one of my parents passed away or my grandparents passed away, and they left me some money. I got to decide what I want to do with this right away. We're like, you know, no, you don't need to decide what you need to do with this right away. Let's take a calm, relaxed approach to this and see what we, you know, see what we should do. So that's number one, is we want you to relax. First thing foremost, relax, take a deep breath, and let's go through this. What's the second thing, Michael?
Well, second thing is going to be actually kicking it off when you take possession of the assets. Right?
Okay, so what does that mean?
Well, you kind of did step one. Now two is you're ready to go forward, and whether it be, I'll give some examples, whether it be, you know, there's money at the bank. I got to go down to the bank and get the money and get it out of, you know, mom or dad's name, let's say, or they had a brokerage account and they're going to transfer the assets or something like that. So you're actually physically taking, you know, possession of the assets.
Yeah. So that's, you know, a lot of times people will come in and say, you know, I don't know what to do with it. They'll show us stock certificates or a statement that may have, you know, a mutual fund or, you know, whatever it is. And they say, well, I don't know what to do with this. And we'll say, well, the first thing that we want to do is let's get this into your name. All right. Let's transfer it. Let's do the paperwork that's necessary, transfer ownership of it so that you actually take constructive receipt of it. Now, that doesn't just have to deal with a financial instrument, Mike. You know, it could also be real property, real estate, it could, you know, automobile, could be anything that you've inherited. Let's see, maybe, you know, we should get the ownership and you get possession of that first.
Yeah. And that's, you know, Doug, what we're really saying is you're not really changing the asset, folks. You're just kind of putting it into your name.
Right. Now, I want to remind you guys, you know, we're talking about some of this stuff on a general basis. And naturally, you'd want to incorporate the professional of, you know, a legal professional here and an accounting professional when we're going through this process here. Because, you know, Mike and I aren't attorneys and we're not CPAs. But these are generally steps that we think make a lot of sense for you to consider when it's, you know, when it, you know, the time came that you did inherit an asset. So then there's next thing, Mike, is that what I like to really try to get people to do is understand what they inherited. Because for a lot of people, they inherit something that they never knew, you know, really what it was. What is an inherited IRA, right? If you inherited an IRA. For some people, maybe they'll inherit a financial instrument, maybe an annuity or something of that nature, and they don't know what it is. So what we want you to do is do some education.
Correct. And, you know, so Doug, like you're saying, understand, you know, what it is that you inherited. And, you know, again, the assets you inherit are all different, you know, assets. I mean, obviously cash being the most obvious, right? Oh, there was a CD at the bank or there was a bank account. Well, that's pretty obvious. But you made a good point here about an inherited IRA, right? That's an IRA, but, you know, different now on with the inheritance. But sometimes too, Doug, understanding the asset sometimes there's stock positions and stock holdings that there's tax consequences, mm-hmm. and it's just not a matter of should they be sold and what do they represent. So whether it is what do I own, what a stock, whether it be that I just inherit a two-family home, you know, is that an asset that I'm going to be able to be a landlord and do this? Maybe Dad did it very simply, but for me, I can't do it, you know, do that. So you should really understand what you're inheriting, everything from cash to securities to real estate and everything else I'm not thinking about.
Yeah. And Mike, one of the things is that I want to let people know, as you know, as financial professionals and people that help people with this kind of stuff, is this is the process that we kind of coach people to go through. And we really do, you know, take a slower approach and get you more understanding and more educated about what it is that you just received, because it's really, really important that you know what you now own.
Yeah.
Right, Mike? I mean, a lot of times you know, I've said it before, I know I'm being a little bit redundant, but people have received an asset via inheritance of something that they've never owned before. Yeah. So they don't really understand it. And you have to take some time and get educated on this stuff. You know, you're not going to become an expert on it, but you should really take some time and get yourself educated to make sure that you know what's going on.
You know, guys, we're sitting here, we've walked through three steps already. I think, folks, once you hear the full five steps we're going to talk to you about today, you'll see how each one makes sense and how it fits into the whole process. Because I think the process is what's really important here, and utilizing these steps inside of, you know, when you're inheriting that, the inheritance process, if you will.
Yeah, it's very well said, Mike. You know, that I didn't think of it that way until you just explained it right now. And yeah, because when you look at the list that we made here, it's kind of chronological and it does it's going to be logical to people when we get to the end of it.
And we'll summarize again at the end how the five steps all make sense of the inheritance process.
Yeah, and then one of the things that we'll always do, what we'll also do is we'll explain to you how you can set up your estate to make sure inheritance goes smoothly on the other end, right?
Yep.
It's two sides of it.
Yep.
So what's number four?
Well, determine if the asset fits your financial situation. And
biggie.
Yeah. And, you know, Doug, it's, you know, understanding, three is understanding what you inherit. Now you have to determine how does it fit into my plan. So in other words, if, you know, the largest asset is 10,000 shares of XYZ stock,
mm-hmm.
you know, how does that fit into my plan? Is that creating way too much risk? Is it unproductive? Do I need cash flow? You know, am I in debt? Where am I at? If I inherited a two-family home, well, am I a guy that maybe works in New York and I don't get home to 7:30, 8 o'clock at night every night? And I certainly wouldn't have any time to be over playing landlord and fixing things and being able to see the property, you know. So you have to, you know, determine if the asset fits your financial situation and how does it all play in, not only monetarily, but also
lifestyle-wise. So, you know, this is a big one. And this is where we see many, many mistakes get made is big sentimental attachment to inherited assets. And, you know, you really need to make sure, we've seen too many people hold on to assets that were right for mom and dad, but they're not necessarily right for you. And the reason why they hold on to them is they feel as though maybe they'd be, you know, postmortemly, you know, insulting mom or dad by, you know, getting rid of the asset. And in many, many cases, Mike, it doesn't make sense to hold on to that asset. In a lot of cases, it does make sense to hold on to it. In many cases, it doesn't. And this underscores the importance of making sure it goes to number three, right? Understanding what you inherited. And number four is, how does this fit to you?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it just all makes sense. And, you know, now I understand the asset. Does it fit into my plan? Is really the next piece of the plan. And it's not only monetary, as you said, Doug, it's also lifestyle. And then number five, Doug, is update and, you know, or create your plan to reflect your new money. So, you know, you were at X amount of dollars, right? Your net worth, or you're living your way. And now you've got this, we'll say it's a large sum of money coming to your property or stock or what have you. And you have to, you know, kind of update your plan or create a plan to reflect the new money.
Mm-hmm.
And let's talk about some things, Doug, that, well, why do I need a plan for? Okay. You know, let's talk about some of the things in that plan. That's why you need to create one.
Yeah. So that's a very, very good point. One of the things that I think is most common is when people inherit an asset, I think it's most common that they don't have a plan already in place. Would you agree with me on that?
Yeah, for the most part.
Yeah, because, we know that anyway. Statistics will tell us that most people don't have a financial plan, right? So now you inherited some money. Now you have something to work with and go forwards with, and you have money to work with for maybe your retirement. Right. Why don't we start with that?
Yeah. Well, you know, Doug, now, when you inherit this money, right, it's just like setting up any other financial plan. Right. It's what's your risk tolerance? What's your, you know, liquidity? What's your goals? You know, all the important things that a good planner should be doing when he sits down getting to know his client.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And that's where now when you're creating a new plan. OK, so, you know, let's just make believe, Doug, mom and dad left me $20,000 of savings bonds. Well, you know, say I'm 50 years old, mm-hmm. and, you know, where do those bonds play into my plan?
Yeah, do they play in, and do they play into my plan?
Do they fit, you know, or whatever? Or, again, I keep hounding the two-family home, but I inherit a two-family home. Does that fit into my plan? You know, where is that at? Well, not really, Doug, because I only have $20,000 in the bank, and my savings is like, you know, total investments are $75,000 or something. And I could really use that house for $500,000 to be sold. And like you said, maybe do some college planning, some retirement planning, some, you know, how would you say, safe haven money, bucket of money out there in case I lose my job later on in my 50s. There's a better use of that than owning a piece of property that's illiquid.
Yeah. No, absolutely. 100%. And so now there's another aspect where things come into play, Mike, is let's just say that you you do have some of your own money, 401k, IRA, savings, and all that stuff. And now, suddenly, you have an infusion of a large sum of money. Well, one of the things that that may allow you to do, if it's appropriate for you, is reduce your overall risk profile, right?
Yeah.
Like, suppose you're 55 years old and you're on a certain track to accomplish a certain goal at retirement, and you sat down with a good, competent advisor, and they said, look, all right, in order to do that, we got to achieve X amount of rate of return. You have to save X amount of dollars a year and move along. Now, all of a sudden, when you have an infusion of money, maybe you don't have to accomplish that anymore. Maybe you can reduce your risk profile
right.
a little bit.
Doug, that's a great point. Maybe somebody's worth, you know, in liquid assets, you know, $750, $1 million, $500,000, and now they inherited another $500,000. And like you said, the 401k's got $300,000-$400,000, and there's IRAs. And so maybe this money is just really, you know, kind of money to kind of put you over the top financially, right?
Right.
You know, it doubled your net worth and really put you in a real safe, a real good spot financially for now and for the future.
Yep.
So maybe that money that you're inheriting becomes safe haven money. You know what I mean by that? Just real low risk type of things. And you go about it that way at the end of the day. Maybe that makes most sense.
Yeah. You know, it's really, really important to make sure that you're doing all these things, folks, and making sure that, you know, it's you're getting it all set up for yourself. Now, again, I'll remind you that, you know, Mike and I do this on a regular basis with folks. And this is actually, you know, kind of like the process that we go through with people in the office when they inherit some money. So, you know, if this is you, if you've recently inherited some funds and you're kind of lost or don't know what to do with it or nobody's given you guidance or you don't know where to turn, please feel comfortable and safe to call us and, you know, say, hey, guys, you mind walking me through the process? Or, hey, guys, I'm two steps through the process already. You know what I'm saying? I already, you know, I got my hands around it and then I took possession of it. Now I don't know what to do with it. That's fine, too. Let us help you, you know, if you're at the very beginning or if you're somewhere along here. So if you'd like for us to do that, remember, pick up the phone and give a call, 855-262-3722. That number is 855-262-3722. Leave your name and your daytime telephone number with the board operator. Say, hey, you want to know something? That's me. You know, I need some help. And we'd be happy to get together with you. We have offices throughout, you know, New Jersey and New York, as well as we're old school. We make house calls. So, you know, don't hesitate to do it. But, Mike, we can't let people just, you know, freeze up when they inherit money and not really pay attention to it. It's probably not what the person who left it to them would want to happen anyway.
Well, you know, Doug, we feel that either people freeze up or they go too fast.
Right.
Okay. And what we're saying is we believe in an inheritance process. And these five steps, we believe, is probably the best speed to go through the process.
Mm-hmm.
And again, Doug, I'm just going to walk through it so people can see how it all ties in, because we kind of promised that. One is, first off, when, you know, the unfortunate news of somebody passed away, relax, take a deep breath, take care of the emotional end.
You bet.
Doing all that stuff that needs to be done, the important, you know, emotional family business, if you will. Second, then you start the process of taking possession of the assets, okay? And that basically means just, you know, getting them put into your name or what have you. And, of course, you know, check with the lawyer, the accountant, all that before any of that takes place.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, understand the assets. Well, what did I just inherit? What is 10,000 shares of XYZ? What does it mean? Or what is a two-family home, as we talked about? And then determine if that asset, now that you understand it, fits into your financial situation. How does it fit? You know, do I want to be a landlord? Should I be holding 10,000 shares of one stock? And then when you answer that, go ahead and create the new plan or update your plan, if you will, to reflect the new inheritance, the new money, the new assets, if you will, to your entire financial plan. And we believe that's the adequate process, the process that should be done, both on a timing basis, but also helping you avoid hopefully pitfalls that are out there.
Yeah, you're 100% correct. So, you know, Mike, that's going to wrap it up for this segment of the show here. We're going to hop to a break. And, you know, when we come back, we're going to talk about some more, you know, really, really important stuff and things that you want to pay attention to. But please do me a favor. Make sure that you're paying attention to this kind of stuff if you've recently inherited some assets. We'll be right back, folks.
Have you been listening to Doug and Mike for some time now and have been contemplating scheduling an appointment with them? Does what they talk about make sense to you and you believe some of it applies to you? Do you think it's time to either start paying attention to your money or get a second opinion on what you're already doing? Well, great news for you. Doug and Mike offer complimentary consultations with no cost or obligation to the listeners of Your Financial Future. That's right, a no-cost or obligation consultation with the hosts of Your Financial Future to discuss what is important to you in a private and confidential meeting. It couldn't be any easier. Just pick up the phone right now and call 855-262-3722. Leave your name and phone number, and either Doug or Mike will personally call you to set up a time to get together. The number again is 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Doug and Mike will explain things in an easy-to-understand fashion and work with you to help you accomplish your goals. Whether you want to plan for income at retirement, learn investing strategies, save for college, plan for a special needs child, or anything else related to your money, they are ready to help. Your Financial Future has been on the air 22 years. These guys have experience and wisdom to help. Take advantage of this generous offer to get together and have a complimentary consultation with no obligation. You have to take the first step and simply make the call. So call now to 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Don't put it off any longer. Call 855-262-3722.
You are listening to Your Financial Future, brought to you courtesy of Wealth Management Group. Wealth Management Group has been providing financial, retirement, tax, and asset protection strategies since 1995. Doug Chapman and Michael are registered representatives and investment advisor representatives of Securian Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Wealth Management Group is independently owned and operated. This material represents an assessment of the market environment at a specific point in time and is not intended to be a forecast of future events or a guarantee of future results. This information should not be relied upon by as research or investment advice, nor should it be construed as a recommendation to purchase or sell a security. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. The Standard & Poor's 500, S&P 500, is an unmanaged group of securities considered to be representative of the stock market in general. Financial advisors do not provide specific tax, legal advice, and this information should not be considered as such. You should always consult your tax legal advisor regarding your own specific tax legal situation. Now, back to the show.
All right, everybody, welcome back. Hope that you are enjoying the show here to this point today. And Mike, I think the last segment was a very important segment for many, many people out there because people do inherit funds and, you know, don't really know what to do with it or how to handle it. So I think that was probably a very beneficial, you know, segment, if you will, for the folks to listen to.
Oh, definitely, Doug. You know, probably registered with some people and they can relate to it, you know. So let's talk about one of your favorite segments now. Like, what have we been doing lately? Who we've been talking to? What's going on? What's out there? I'll kick it off.
All right.
And going to kick it off with talking to, I got two different scenarios. One was, had an existing client that called me and said they're thinking about doing somewhere in a ballpark of $100,000 to $150,000 worth of remodeling on the home.
Okay.
Yeah. And really what the question came down to was, what's the best way? How should I go about doing this? And the reason why we talked about what's the best way, what should he do, is gave me cash balances in the bank, talked about investments he has, you know, with us, talked to me about 401ks, balances for both him and his wife. We talked about a whole scenario, his entire financial picture, and what was going to be the best way to go ahead and fund this. And we went through different ways of, you know, talking about it. And, you know, Doug, what I got out of it, I mean, obviously he called because he really just wanted somebody to walk through it and talk with them. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Does it make sense for me to drain all my cash? Does it make sense for me to sell my investments? Does it make sense for me to go get a, you know, home equity line? how about if I, you know, we talked about, you know, he talked about 401k loans and what he's able to do and different scenario, all different scenarios that could solve this. Okay. And there's more than one way to solve for this, to get this money to go ahead, from everything from basically doing cash and investments to different types of loans. And what I got out of it was we were able to talk through it, what he felt most comfortable with. And I think what's really more important was I always feel good when a client picks up a phone and says, like, let me use you as like a sounding board. Let's walk through this. Let's talk through about the different scenarios. And that's where, you know, that was one of the things.
I think it's important that people understand that they can have that type of relationship with, you know, with somebody where it needn't always just be a discussion about an investment or something of that nature. If you truly do have somebody who's helping you with your money like we do, you should be able to talk to them about anything, not just some sort of financial product related topic.
Yeah.
It's very important. And that peace of mind, I think, for people is important.
Yeah. And you know, it's funny, the kind of conversation started out was, hey, Mike, I know you're real busy, but do you have 10 minutes for me? And I'm like, yeah, go ahead. And I had no clue who was going to ask. I'm like, God, far away. And it was just great to walk, you know, just to walk through the whole scenario and make, you know, what makes sense. You know, and then even saying to me, hey, listen, between you and me, say it. Am I crazy for spending this type of money? You know, and we
it's not your spot, right?
Right, right. But we even talked about, though, lifestyle and wealth and, you know, working hard and doing the, and it is a person that's done all the right things. You know what I'm saying? And do you want to, if that brings you joy, right? Because it's more than just being here saying, do I want to be the richest guy when I die?
Right.
You know, type of scenario. So we talked about all that. Another scenario, and I got two calls within the last week. And so I guess it's out there. And I think it's starting to pick up a lot of momentum, a lot of steam. And you always talked about this one, Doug, is people calling me up and saying, should I take the 401k Roth plan at work?
Yep.
What do you think? Pros, cons? What's the advantage, the disadvantage? You know, one was an absolute new starter at work, you know what I'm saying. Another gentleman was already in a plan and said they just added this to the plan. So he was saying, what do you think? So, but I don't know about you, Doug. I mean, I just happened to get hit. I know we kind of say, hey, what you been doing? Phone calls, appointments, what's been going on? I just found that interesting. I got hit twice in the last week. Somebody asking, hey, what do you know? What do you think? And I think overall, though, Doug, what I want to say, I think that's really becoming really popular out there in the 401k world.
It's something that if, you know, that people should explore whether it's an appropriate, you know, spot for them or not. And listen, you know, it's again, just relates to paying attention to what your options are. But there's a whole bunch of people who don't even know that it's available, Mike. So they don't even know to go out and explore it.
Yeah.
So to those people out there, you may want to ask your employer, is there a Roth provision in our 401k? And then explore it for yourself and see if it makes sense in your situation. Who knows, right?
Right? Yeah, of course. It's all, you know, Doug, I always like to say there's so many things that out there in the financial world that are a number crunch. Get that pencil and put it to the pad, you know, and work the numbers and see if it makes sense. And it may be great for me, but it may be terrible for Doug.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not saying run off and do anything. We never do that on this show.
Right.
But the point being is that I'm starting to hear a lot about it. And if you go back, how many years, Doug, was it even really heard or really around that much?
No. I don't remember when it came.
But it's something that seems like it's building more and more momentum, and people are being asked about it at their employer.
You know, Mike, that's a good point. And, you know, I've had a couple of very interesting things over the last several weeks as well. And it's funny that, you know, how we always say that it seems like things come in bunches,
yeah,
right?
It sure does,
you
yeah.
said you had the two people call you about that. Yeah. Well, you know what I recently had? Two people ask me about, and it's something that we're going to, as we go forwards, talk more and more about, is socially responsible investing for their money, you know? And, you know, there are ways to go about doing that. People nowadays are more in tune with overall environmental issues and society issues, governmental issues. So, you know, they want to know, is there ways to go about, you know, designing their money or an investment portfolio consistent with that? So I had that, you know, come up and, you know, we discussed that with some people. And what I also did recently this past week was I had a great initial meeting with a very, very, you know, very nice, enjoyable woman. And we sat down and went over her situation. And I'm happy to report that she needed nothing additional done. We sat down and we went through her situation with her. And I think that she might have been a little surprised when I told her, I really believe that you're on the right track and doing all the right things for yourself here. And she lives a very modest lifestyle. Mm-hmm. You know, my pension and Social Security income coming through the doors, doing a job for her. And she's got her assets set up in a very non-risky, you know, fashion for herself. And the reality of the situation is, and decent money too, you know what I'm saying? But the reality of the situation is I invested about 45 minutes to an hour with her, got to know her and go over her situation. And listen, she made me a great cup of coffee, which, you know, was fantastic. We chatted for a little while afterwards, and I just told her, listen, we'll keep an eye, you know, let's stay in touch and let's see what, you know, what goes on. But while it's disappointing from a business standpoint, right? Because you certainly hope that you go there and you meet somebody and you get a new client. It's refreshing from a personal standpoint to see that she already is set up in a nice way for herself and just wanted to get, you know, a second set of eyes on it. And, you know, and I told her, listen, you're in good shape. You know, you're in good shape. Let's stay in touch with each other. It was great.
Yeah. And, you know, Doug, it is a wonderful thing. And you know what? To hear that she's set up right and everything's going well, and she's doing everything. And that's great. And, you know, there's also people out there that think I'm set up right, everything's great. And when they get a second opinion, it's actually a horror show.
Or Mike, you're right. But then sometimes not even a horror show. Sometimes it just is a minor tweak that could help improve
correct,
the situation.
Correct, yeah. So, you know, anywhere in between. So, you know, here was somebody that sought out a second opinion and everything was going great.
Yeah.
And who knows? Maybe she thought I wasn't, you know, you handled it. Maybe she thought there were some things that weren't right or weren't correct, but mm-hmm. after you looked, you were able to say to her, hey, this all makes good sense or whatever, and good for her. And so, you know, Doug, the second opinion or taking a look or whatever by the right person.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that's a big thing there, right?
That is very important.
You were very honest and forthright in saying you're good, keep it, stay, you know, and like you said, it meant it's not a client for us or a new client for us or whatever you want to describe it. And that's fine, though, because that's what we believe in. That's what we do, you know, and that's part of, Doug, this program, the education, giving the education, being on the air, kind of calling it the way it is, if you will.
Yep.
You know, and that's what we kind of build our reputation on.
I tell you another one, and I didn't let you know, tune you back into this since you came back from a few days off, was one of the other people that I saw down there, and they did become clients, and we were talking about their situation and hadn't really done much in the you know, the overall strategy, financial strategy situation for themselves up until this point. And what the woman said to me, and I started to laugh, she said, there's nothing I can do now about, you know, what we did in the past. Now, and it was unsolicited. I didn't say anything or, you know, nothing of that nature. And, you know, she said, I just got to move from this point forwards. And I didn't say anything. And I laughed and I told her, I said, you know, Mike says that all the time. I said, it's not something that I say on a regular, but Mike says it on a regular basis. And we laughed. I said, I can't wait, you know, to tell him that you said that because, and she's right. Right. There's you just got to move from this point forwards.
Right.
You know, and that's what's most important to you, that I want to emphasize to the listeners out there. If you're someplace now that, you know, it hasn't worked out for you or you made some bad decisions or a strategy didn't come, you know, into effect the way that you wanted to. Well, you don't just bury your head and forget about it from that point forward. You got to move from today forwards.
That's correct, Doug. And, you know, and my thing always about it was is when people came and said, here, it used to be worth this or I used to have that, whether it's because of the market, their own fault or another advisor's fault, me sitting there and just like harping on it doesn't really do you good. But you got it right because you came to do it right going forward today.
Correct.
So, you know, it is what it is, a little psychological thing there. But that's great. That's great to hear. And that she's, you know, kind of got the page turned and headed in the right direction.
Yeah. You know, so you know, a lot of interesting stuff we've, you know, we see on a regular basis and a lot of interesting stuff. We've had multiple discussions with people about their tax returns and stuff like that, you know, doing, you know, IRA contributions and, you know, all that kind of fun stuff. And, you know, it's just it's been a dynamic, you know, few weeks in the office, a dynamic beginning of the year, if you will.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're looking for some more more, you know, fun to keep on rolling out here.
Absolutely.
All right. Let's hop to a break. We'll be right back, folks.
Have you been listening to Doug and Mike for some time now and have been contemplating scheduling an appointment with them? Does what they talk about make sense to you and you believe some of it applies to you? Do you think it's time to either start paying attention to your money or get a second opinion on what you're already doing? Well, great news for you. Doug and Mike offer complimentary consultations with no cost or obligation to the listeners of Your Financial Future. That's right, a no cost or obligation consultation with the hosts of Your Financial Future to discuss what is important to you in a private and confidential meeting. It couldn't be any easier. Just pick up the phone right now and call 855-262-3722. Leave your name and phone number, and either Doug or Mike will personally call you to set up a time to get together. The number again is 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Doug and Mike will explain things in an easy-to-understand fashion and work with you to help you accomplish your goals. Whether you want to plan for income at retirement, learn investing strategies, save for college, plan for a special needs child, or anything else related to your money, they are ready to help. Your Financial Future has been on the air 22 years. These guys have experience and wisdom to help. Take advantage of this generous offer to get together and have a complimentary consultation with no obligation. You have to take the first step and simply make the call. So call now to 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Don't put it off any longer. Call 855-262-3722.
These are the views and opinions of Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso and do not necessarily reflect those of Securian Financial Services, Inc. Financial advisors do not provide specific tax or legal advice. This information should not be considered as specific tax or legal advice. You should consult your tax or legal advisor regarding your own specific tax or legal situation, separate from the financial plan and an advisor's role as financial planner. An advisor may recommend the purchase of specific investment or insurance products or accounts. These product recommendations are not part of the financial plan, and clients are under no obligation to follow them.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the show here. And Mike, we got a few minutes left in the show today. And, you know, I want to remind everybody out there that you know, if you do listen to the show here, is that, you know, at Wealth Management Group, we do offer complimentary consultations with no obligation. And you can call it in any time to get that. You know, it's not like you got to do, you know, at any time. You can call in and get that. I want to urge you to, you know, not to be shy about taking advantage of that, because I have heard people over the years telling, I just didn't know, you know, if you wanted to deal with somebody like me, you know, I only have a couple $100,000, you know, that kind of scenario. Don't be shy.
Yeah, great point, Doug. And if you're listening and you're thinking maybe things we've talked about or something that you want to sit down and talk to Doug or Mike about, you know, jot down the number, give us a call, and, you know, we'll talk to you during the week. And you want to get together, we get together, right?
Yeah, you know, Mike, simple. You know, during the show, earlier in the show today, we spoke about, you know, what people should pay attention to and actions that they should or shouldn't take when they inherit some, you know, some funds or some assets or something like that. That's really, you know, that's something that happens on a daily basis to people. I know there's somebody listening to the show today that is probably going to inherit some money this week. Right. Somebody listening to the show is going to have, I hate to say it, somebody who they love probably pass away and leave money to them. But they, or assets, not even money, stuff. They're going to leave stuff to them.
Correct.
And, you know, handling an inheritance is important, because for many people, they've never, you know, been given this amount of money before, or never handled this amount of money before. And rather than sit down and say, okay, how does these new assets best fit my life, and, you know, are they appropriate for me, not appropriate for me, they tend to just sit on the sidelines and do nothing about it and just, all right, you know, I'm just going to hold on to this because I got it. And that's not, you know, always the best thing for people to do.
Yeah, you're right, Doug. People make bad decisions, you know, at a time of crisis, right? I mean, they just make bad decisions and they don't think through it. And I think that transition is super important.
Yeah. And the other thing that I want to emphasize, it's no rush either.
That's what I'm saying. You don't need to make a bad, you know, quick decision here.
Yeah, there's no rush, you know, whatsoever. It's more important to do it properly than it is to try to. And if somebody's ever trying to rush you along on that, yeah, let the warning flags go up, you know, because there's typically no rush.
Correct.
In handling stuff like that. And, you know, we got a great website. You can check out our website. It's www.wealthmanagegroup.com. That's wealthmanagegroup.com. Go and look at it. There's information there. There's newsletters, that kind of stuff for you guys to take advantage of. And, you know, there's lots of information there. But before we wrap up the show, I just want to emphasize to you guys, we are always available to chat, to meet, whatever. You know, you call the office and you want to ask us a question, God bless. Don't think you're getting a bill from us because you called up and you asked a question or you picked our brains for a few minutes. It's not how we operate at all. We never have, and I don't think we ever will.
No, Doug, and that's what we do, though. That's why we do the show. We enjoy the education. We enjoy all that. So feel free to do so, folks.
Yeah, and you know, Mike, it's we're 23 years or so on the air now, and you know, We outlast everybody, and there's, you know, there's a reason for it. And, you know, as we always say, and, you know, there's, you know, shows that come and go, and, you know, we've been there a long, long time, been through a lot of stuff in the financial world out there now, haven't we?
Well, Doug, we've always tried to do things the right way, ground it right, and do things the right way, and you do things the right way, things usually work out in life, right?
Yeah, very, very, very well said. There's no doubt about it. Now, I want to tell people to stay tuned. I think that, you know, we're going to announce a couple of dinners coming up over the next couple of weeks here. We're going to try to get folks out. And, you know, but one of the things that Mike and I would be interested in hearing from you guys is what you would like to have us do a presentation on. What topic would you like to, do you think would be interesting to you? And, you know, in order to do that, I'm just going to ask you to, you could either call us, you hear the number all the time, or go to the website and drop an email out to us and let us know what you think would be an interesting topic, because that's what we want to do. We want to do things that are interesting to you, and if we know what it is, it makes it easier.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah,
good idea, right?
Absolutely.
All right, that's going to wrap it up for this week, folks. We'll be back again next week. Until then, do us a favor. Be fiscally smart. Bye-bye, everybody.
Have you been listening to Doug and Mike for some time now and have been contemplating scheduling an appointment with them? Does what they talk about make sense to you and you believe some of it applies to you? Do you think it's time to either start paying attention to your money or get a second opinion on what you're already doing? Well, great news for you. Doug and Mike offer complimentary consultations with no cost or obligation to the listeners of Your Financial Future. That's right, a no cost or obligation consultation with the hosts of Your Financial Future to discuss what is important to you in a private and confidential meeting. It couldn't be any easier. Just pick up the phone right now and call 855-262-3722. Leave your name and phone number, and either Doug or Mike will personally call you to set up a time to get together. The number again is 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Doug and Mike will explain things in an easy-to-understand fashion and work with you to help you accomplish your goals. Whether you want to plan for income at retirement, learn investing strategies, save for college, plan for a special needs child, or anything else related to your money, they are ready to help. Your Financial Future has been on the air 22 years. These guys have experience and wisdom to help. Take advantage of this generous offer to get together and have a complimentary consultation with no obligation. You have to take the first step and simply make the call. So call now to 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Don't put it off any longer. Call 855-262-3722.
The preceding program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. The views and opinions expressed on Your Financial Future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in financial services commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision. Michael Bonaccorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives and investment advisory representatives of Securian Financial Services, offering securities and investment advisory services from Securian Financial Services Incorporated. Member
member FINRA SIPC, 14 Walsh Drive, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07050 973-299-9222. Wealth Management LLC is separate from Security and Financial Services Incorporated and is not a broker-dealer. Join us again next week at the same time for your financial future.